Okay. All right. So we'll say, so the Gemara says like this. Maybe the chilik is by Yosef and Esther the following. She came to the Tartabo, ate al Pasre, the Rabbi Meir. So we'll say, listen to this. You remember again, we learned about Pasre Biraos yesterday. Well, we didn't learn about it. We mentioned it yesterday. There is this idea. Thank you. There is this idea that Lemaisa, there was a major, major kula we will see by the concept of enclosing an area when it came to wells. Because since we needed to allow for access to wells, Chazal allowed for a very simple enclosure, which essentially consisted of four perpendicular units of boards, which essentially created an enclosure. I will say yesterday, we spoke about the shita that allowed for up to 13 and a half, or 13 and a third amos, in between each set of boards. The Gemara says, according to Rabbi Meir, however, the maximum was 10. So the Gemara now is suggesting maybe the reason why Rav has a problem with an entranceway of 10 is because we don't have anywhere else in Halacha where an entranceway of more than 10 can be permitted. Because even in the most lenient case of enclosures, what's the most lenient case of enclosures? Pasibiros, the well enclosures. This is the most lenient case of enclosures. Even there, the opening has to be less than 10 amos. Tomar be paris meruba ala amud, ha'oser bechatzer, shekein etarta etzal pasibiros, the divri hakol. But also, maybe a chatzer is different. Why? Because by chatzer, we do permit, Paritz Meruba Ala Omeit. Excuse me. By Pasibi Rovs, in the case of the enclosures by the well, there is one thing that's for sure, which is there's more open area than closed area. So I'll say all the Gemara is trying to show over here is Rav Yosef, you are assuming that Rav's position by Tzuras HaPesach applies both to Mavoi and to Chatzer. All the Gemara is just simply saying is maybe that's not so. Because maybe at the end of the day, the reason why Rav is machmir on a case of an entranceway that's larger than 10 amos in a mavoi, that even a Tzuras HaPesach won't help it, is because we don't find any other case in which there is a leniency regarding an opening more than 10. However, again, when it comes to the chatzer, even if technically speaking you have more open space than closed space, because let's say the walls are majority windows and entranceways, but there are Tzuras HaPesach, maybe there is room to be lenient in that case. Allow Tzuras HaPesach to work. Why? Because we have a, what do you call it when you have another source for this, an earlier source, a...
Precedent.
Thank you. We have a precedent for this. What's the precedent for it? Pase Biros. Because Pase Biros is a situation where you have, again, Paritz Meruba Ala Amut, more open space than closed space, and yet it's considered closed. So the Gemara says, let's bring this as a proof. Now, bring this as a proof to what? What the Gemara is going to try to prove now over here is that Tzuras HaPesach does not work in a case of where it's Paritz Meruba Ala Omei. So the Gemara is bringing this as a proof to the statement of Rav Yosef's understanding of Rav, that Rav will in fact not allow Tzuras HaPesach to work in a case of where there's more open space than closed space in the walls of a chotzer. Defanos halalu, these walls, Sheruban Psachim, with the majority of the walls, are Psachim, are openings, entranceways, vichalonos, and windows, mutter. It's mutter, ubilvad sheyehe omeid meruba ala parots. As long as what? As long as you have more closed area than open area. So the Gemara says, Sheruban Sakad Aitron. Could that possibly mean that really the majority of the walls are windows and openings? After all, if that would be the case, then halacha lemaisa, there's no way it could be omid ruba la parots. Elo, ema sheriba bahen psachim vechalonos. Rather, no, read the case like this, that if you have walls of a chatzer that have a lot of walls, that have a lot of entranceways and windows, so there's a lot of spaces, the walls are considered to enclose the chatzer as long as what? Bilvad shiyehe omid meruba ala parots. The walls are considered closed as well. Rabbi said, as long as there's more solid wall section than there is opening. So Rabbi said, what do you see from here? That halacha lemaisa, this seems to support Rav Yosef, that halacha lemaisa, Tzuras HaPesach will not work by the openings of a chatzer. Because again, by the openings in the walls of a chatzer. Why? Because Rabbi said, if it was true, remember, just follow this logic for just a moment. If Tzuras HaPesach really worked to go ahead and close off an opening, then what should be the halacha, right? Even if the walls had a majority of windows and openings, the walls should still consider to be an enclosure to the chatzer as long as what? As long as it's a Tzuras HaPesach. So as long as what we call halachically, there's a majority of wall, even if b'metzius, even if in reality that is not the case, the chaja should be considered enclosed. The fact that the Braisa doesn't say that seems to support Rav Yosef's assertion that Rav, just like Rav doesn't hold that a Turas HaPesach works for an opening of a mavui that's more than 10 amos, Rav will also not allow for the Turas HaPesach to work in the openings of the wall of a chatzar. To which the Gemara says, no, that's not a good raya. Amar Rav Kahana, Kitanya Hahi Bapischa Shimoi. What are we talking about over here? We're talking about a defective entranceway. My Pischi Shimoi, what means was that if when the Braisa says that Tzuras HaPesach will not work for the openings of this chatzar, and the only way that it's considered enclosed is if you have a majority of actual wall section that's closed, that's because the entranceways that they have are defective entrances which don't have a Tzuras HaPesach. What's an example of an entrance that doesn't have a Tzuras HaPesach? So Pligi Bar Rav Rachumi v'Rav Yosef. Rav Rachumi and Rav Yosef argued, and they said, Chad Amar Deleslu Shakfi, V'Chad Amar Deleslu Tikra. So we'll say, take a look at the pictures. So it's pictures 84 and 85. So first the opinion said, Lesli Shikva. Shikva means a side post. So if you look in the picture over here, you'll notice that again, that Lemaisa, there's no real entrance over here. What does it look like? Somebody knocked something out of the wall. They knocked out a couple of cinder blocks from the wall. That's not called the Pesach. So because it doesn't have side posts or the top posts, then what? Then it can't have a Tzuras HaPesach. Well, so remember, Tzuras HaPesach, a lot of things that we do in the laws of Mechitzos are you know, in our halachic imagination, and the halachic imagination creates a reality. Tzuras HaPesach is a reality. Tzuras HaPesach is a reality, meaning it has to have two side posts and a top beam. So the Gemara says, understand what we're trying to do over here. Just follow this for just a moment. Well, follow it for longer than a moment, but at least give me one moment. So remember what we're trying to do over here. We have a statement of Rav. Rav made a statement by Mavui that if the entranceway is larger than ten amos, the Tzuras HaPesach doesn't help. Rav Yosef wanted to say that applies also for chatzer, that according to Rav, Tzuras HaPesach doesn't work for openings of a chatzer. The Gemara wanted to, like openings in the walls. The Gemara says, we'll bring a braisa. The braisa itself says that a chatzer is only considered to be enclosed if what? If you have a majority of actual wall section. To which the Gemara says, the braisa is not a good proof. Why? Because the entranceways in the braisa's case are not what? Are not valid or halachically valid entrances. For example, leslu shikva, there's no side post, like picture 84. Or picture 85, leslu tikra, there's no top beam. So we'll say, in these cases, what? In these cases, obviously this is not going to work. Why? Because there's no Tzuras HaPesach. So in these kind of cases, is this the entranceway that you have? Then, of course, the only way that the chatzar will become mutter is how? It's halachically if you have a majority of actual wall section. So the Gemara goes weiter. Of Afra of Yochanan Sivala Hadrav, even Rav Yochanan holds like Rav, Do Amar Ravin Barav Ada Amar Abitzchak, Maise Ba Adam Echa Me Bigas Beis Chorson. There was an episode with a man from the valley of Beis Chorson, Shanaat Dalit Kundisin Ba Arba Pinos Hasoda, who went ahead and put four poles in four edges of his field. Umasach Zemura Alehen. And this is something very interesting. Also, you can see a picture of this over here. This is picture number 86. So he put in four poles, and what he did was he wrapped a vine around the poles. So we'll say, what does the guy want to do? The guy is trying to cordon off his vineyard from the field next to him. Because also remember, we spoke earlier about the idea that because of Klai HaKerem, to plant something next to a vineyard is a big to-do, because you have to distance it significantly. However, if there is a mechitza, if there is a partition between the vineyard and the next field, you only need a very minimal amount of distance. So this guy from Beis Chorson did something very interesting. He plunged in four poles into the ground, and he wrapped a vine around the poles. What has he created? He's created a Tzuras HaPesach, right? Tzuras HaPesach, an entrance, we have all four sides. Tzuras HaPesach, remember, technically speaking, has a din of a mechitza, has a din of a partition. So the question now is, has he effectively partitioned off his vineyard from the field next to it that would allow him to plant something else right next to the partition? So the Gemara says, Uba Maisav Nei Chachamim, this episode came before the Chachamim, V'hetiru lo le'inyin kelayim, and they allowed him to go ahead and what? They allowed him to go ahead and plant something else right next to it. In other words, it works. It works. It creates a mechitza. So the Gemara says, Va'amrei Shlokish, where Shlokish said, Kederech Shetirlo le'inyin kilayim, kach etirlo le'inyin Shabbos. And Reish Lakish says, the same way that they allowed him to go ahead and allow him to do this for kilayim, it also works le'inyin Shabbos. It also works le'inyin Shabbos. Rashi says, le'taltel b'socho, that he would be permitted to go ahead and carry in this area. Why? Because it would be considered enclosed. Okay. Rav Yochanan says, le'kilayim etiru, le'kilayim etiru lo, le'inyin Shabbos lo etiru lo. Rav Yochanan says, no, this only works for kilayim, but it does not work for Shabbos. Not for Shabbos. Rashi says, "B'Shabbos lo ha-be'esu l'kuli ama pischuhu." Why? Because apparently, again, it was wider than 10 amos, wider than 10 amos, and therefore, what? Apparently, again, Rav Yochanan. Remember how this Gemara started out? That Rav Yochanan paskin like Rav. What did Rav say? What did Rav say? That a halacha lemaisa, if you have an entrance way that's larger than 10, Tzuras HaPesach doesn't work. So therefore, Rav Yochanan says that this works for kilayim, but it doesn't work for Shabbos. So the Gemara says the following, but by asking on what's the case? Ilim aminatzad. Now, what's the case? What we're really asking is, how are you wrapping the vines around the pole? Ilim aminatzad, if you're wrapping the vine off around the side of the pole, so we'll say, again, just so you can see that, take a look at picture 87. Be'emtza'iso. So when it says middle of the pole, what it means is, I'm not wrapping the vine around the top, I'm wrapping it around the middle, which obviously is the easiest way to do this, because you could just pull it tight around the frame. See, if I'm wrapping the vine around the middle, what it means, middle means just something below the top of the pole. So the Gemara says, that can't be. V'hamrav chista, tzuras ha-pesach sha'asa min atzad lo'asa v'lo klum. That can't be. I will say, why? Because the tzuras ha-pesach is very specific. It has to be that the top part has to what? Rest on top of the side poles. So that wouldn't be good. Ela al gabon. Rather, it must be that the vine is wrapped around the top of the pole. Umay, b'may. Ilima ba'aser. So what's the case? What are the dimensions? If we're talking about an entrance, if we're talking about that the openings between the poles is more than 10 amos, b'ha lima Rabbi Yochanan b'Shabbos lo. Excuse me. If we're talking about ba'aser, excuse me, if we're talking about that it's exactly 10 amos, then why would Rabbi Yochanan have a problem with this? Well, so remember, even Rav says that if it's within 10 or to 10 or less, then aloch lamaisa, that's a fine entrance. So rather, it must be elalav b'yeser me'aser. It must be that, what are we talking about over here? That halach l'maisa, the entranceway is more than 10 amos. That's why Rabbi Yochanan says that it doesn't work, because Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara is suggesting, paskins like Rav, who hold that you have an opening that's yeser me'eser, more than 10, so asaf asach doesn't work. To which the Gemara says, lo, li'olam be'eser, really is talking about the entranceway is 10 or less. You know, say the opening between the poles is 10 or less. Uminatzad. What's the issue over here? The issue over here is that the vines are wrapped around the poles from the side of the pole. Ubid Rav Chista kamiflagi. And the argument about Rav Chista. I will say Rav Chista was a statement right before. Rav Chista was the one who said that at Tzuras HaPesach that you make by wrapping the vine around the sides, by putting this pole, the top pole on the sides of the side poles, doesn't work. So apparently that's a point of contention. Is that true or not? Does the Tzuras HaPesach, does the topping have to rest on the side posts, or could it even be on attached to the side posts? So the Gemara said the following: V'rami Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, V'rami Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish. But both Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan seem to contradict each other. Also, remember, Reish Lakish was on record as saying before that halacha lemaisa, this setup in the vineyard works for Shabbos and Kilayim. Rabbi Yochanan seems to be saying that halacha lemaisa, it only works for Kilayim, but not for Shabbos. So the Gemara said the following: the Reish Lakish ad Reish Lakish. The Amr Reish Lakish Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Chanina. The Reish Lakish said the name Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Chanina. Peya muteres le'inyan kilayim, aval lo l'shabbos. So Rabbi say Peya is this same case. Rashi says, Klias hazemura hametucha mikundas l'chadero. So Peya is this case of wrapping the vine around the poles. So Reish Lakish says, it works for kilayim, but not for Shabbos. So Rabbi say it's contradictory. Because Reish Lakish, as Zona just said before, that this wrapping the vine around the poles works for Shabbos and for Kilayim. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kimechitzos L'Shabbos, excuse me, Amar Kimechitzos L'Shabbos Dilo, Kach Mechitzos L'Kilayim Dilo. And Rabbi Yochanan says it doesn't work in either case, which contradicts him as well. Because Rabbi Yochanan at least said before that what? That it works for Kilayim, won't work for Shabbos. So Gemara said, Dishlam Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish L'Kashya. So it's that contradiction on Reish Lakish. Why? Hadidei, Hadrabei. Because we'll say it's clear, the truth is in this case, it says Reish Lakish Mishum Rabbi Yehuda. So in this case over here, Reish Lakish is quoting his Rebbe, Whereas beforehand, when he said that this setup works for Kelayim and Shabbos, that was his own personal position. Ela Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan lo kasha. What do we do about Rabbi Yochanan? So that's also not a contradiction. Why? E amrit bishlama hasam al gabon. So that you could say in the previous case is where the vine was wrapped along the top of the pole. That's Rabbi Yochanan says that in that case, at least if it's wrapped around the top of the pole, at least in that case it will work for kilayim. Won't work for shas, work for kilayim. Hacha minatzad. Hacha minatzad shapir. So the Gemara says, but again, in this case over here, where halacha l'maisa, the vine is wrapped around the side, will such a case work? And of course the answer to that is no. Eli'i amrit idivi idi minatzad. But if you want to position both cases as halacha lemaisa, where the vine is wrapped on the side, what can be said? You have to say that both cases are where the vine is wrapped on the side. Hasam be'eser, and one case is talking about where the distance between the poles is 10 amos. And then you have the machlokes. Hacha bi'oser me'eser, and again, this case is where it's larger than 10. Umina, and therefore that would be the case where Rabbi Yochanan would say that in a situation of larger than 10 what? It doesn't work for anything. Because according to Rabbi Yochanan, in a case of larger than 10 amos, like Rav said before, Tzuras HaPesach doesn't work. Umina Temralan, the Shani Bein Eser Li Yoser Mi Eser. How do we know that we make a chilik between an area that's 10 amos wide and more than 10 amos wide? The Amr Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, because Rabbi Yochanan is at Reish Lakish. Lo Kach Haya HaMaisa. Was the episode not like this? Meaning, did not the episode occur in the following way? Shahalach Rabbi Yeshua eats Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri l'mol Torah. Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri to learn. Afal pi shebaki behilchos kilayim. Even though what? Rabbi Yeshua himself was a baki, was an expert in the laws of kilayim, right? The laws of sowing forbidden species together. Umatsa sheyoshev ben ilanos. And what happened? And Rabbi Yeshua saw that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri was sitting in between trees, umasach zemura meilan leilan, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri had attached a vine or masach extended a vine around multiple trees, just like the case we had before. Just instead of using poles, he was going ahead and extending it around trees. And here Rabbi Yeshua said to him, "Va'amar lo Rabbi." Rabbi Yeshua said to him, "Rabbi, I gifanim kan." Mahu lizroa. So he said. So here, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri had essentially set up this situation, like we saw before, where he had four trees and he had run the vine around the tree. So Rabbi Yoshua sees this. He says to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, "Rabbi, if you have vines like this, if you were to have, let's say, a vineyard in the middle of this area, mahu lizroa kan, would you be permitted to go ahead and sow another field right outside of this area?" Amar lo be'eser mutter, be'yoser me'eser aser. And interestingly enough, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said, as long as the distance between the trees is 10 amos or less, then it would work. The mechitzos would work, and you could sow another field right outside of it. If it's more than Eser, it would not work. So the Gemara says, B'may askinan, what are we talking about? So, Ilema al Gabon, if the vine is on top of the tree, then Yoser me Eser Aser. Is that true that an opening of more than 10 between the trees will be Aser? V'hatanya, but we learned, Hayu sham kanin hadukranin. If you had a bosai kanin hadukran, you have a picture of this in the back. This is picture number 88. Picture number 88. It's like a tapered pole. It's a tapered pole. It's shorter on the bottom, but wider on top. So if you have these kanin hadukranin, va'asa la lahen peyam ilamalo, and you go ahead and you extend the vine across the tops of them. Afilu biyoser me eser mutter. Even if there's more than 10 amos between the poles, it's okay. Elalav minatzad. Rather, it must be, that's what are we talking about, where the vines were extended around the side. The ka'amarle be eser mutter, yoser me eser aser shmamina. So what's right? The Gemara is suggesting over here is that, no, halacha lemaisa, if the vines are run on top of the poles, or on top of the trees, which means a normative case of Tzuras HaPesach, then what? Then halacha lemaisa, even if the area is more than 10 amos, the Tzuras HaPesach works. However, again, if the top beam, so to speak, of the Tzuras HaPesach, in this case the vine, is not being run along the top of the poles, but rather what? Being run along the side of the poles, then halacha lemaisa, you can own that only works if the entrance say is 10 or less. But if it's more than 10, it will not work. So the Gemara goes weiter. Gufa. Amar Rav Chisda, Tzuras HaPesach Sha'asa Min Atzad, Lo Asa V'lo Klom. So Rav Chisda also takes a step further. Tzuras HaPesach that was made from the side, which also means the top beam is not resting on the side beams, but rather what? It's attached to the beams somewhere below the top of the beam. So Rav Chisda said nothing. Ma'amish Hasanat Tzuras HaPesach, Lo Asa V'lo Klom. V'amar Rav Chisda, Rav Chisda said, Tzuras HaPesach Sha'amru, Tzricha Shetehei Beria, Furthermore, Rav Chisda said that in order for a Tzuras HaPesach to be a Tzuras HaPesach, it has to be strong enough to really be able to hold the door. Even if what? Even if it's a very weak door, like a straw door. The idea is, but it has to actually be strong enough to be able to support a door. Shrub Yanai said, it has to have a Heker Tzir. My Heker Tzir. Amar of Avya, Avkisa. So listen to this, Mosai. If you turn, this is picture number 89. Avkisa. Avkisa means a pivot. A pivot. That it literally has to have a pivot in order to be able to be considered a Tzuras HaPesach. Okay. So the Gemara goes weiter. The Gemara explains, by the way, so just so you should know, just quickly, we paskin like this first opinion of Rav Chisda, that the Tzuras HaPesach has to be strong enough to be able to support just even a very small door. But we don't worry about the pivot, we worry about the door. Fine. Someone goes weiter. Ashkechinu Rav Acha Breid Rav Avya, the Talmidei Rav Ashi. Rav Acha Breid Rav Avya, fellow students of Rav Ashi. Amar Lahu, Amar Mar Midi B'Tzuras HaPesach. Siyasa Talmidim, did your Rebbe say something about the laws of Tzuras HaPesach? Amru Le, Lo Amar V'Lo Klum. Nope, he didn't say anything. Tana, Tzuras HaPesach Sha'amru. When we talk about Tzuras HaPesach, it has to go ahead and have a pole on each side, right? Side post and a top post. Now the Gemara will say, asks a very interesting shayla, which has incredible ramifications for our present day Eruvin. So now the shayla is, Tzrichen Liga or Ein Tzrichen Liga? So Rabbi will say, does the top post have to touch the side posts or not? Does the top post have to touch the side posts or not? Rav Nachman says, Ein Tzrichen Liga. No, the top post does not have to touch the side post. So we'll say, let's say again, the top post is resting on something else, right? So it's, and the side posts don't extend all the way up. So Rav Nachman says, no, as long, now we'll say, Rashi points out over here, according to Rav Nachman, just the side posts have to line up with the edges of the top post. So as long as they line up, that's going to be okay. That's going to be okay. So we will say, we mean that it wouldn't work, let's say, if the side post was crooked. As long as the side post is pointing in the upper direction towards the top post, that's going to be okay. Rav Sheshes, no, Tzrichen Liga. They have to touch. Also, Rav Nachman, va'avul uvda ve'reshkel. So we'll listen to this. So Rav Nachman did something in that, constructed a Tzuras HaPesach for the house of the Reish Galusa in accordance with his ruling. So apparently the Reish Galusa had a mavoi or had a chutzir that needed to be enclosed. And Rav Nachman made the Tzuras HaPesach, but again, in accordance with his shita, the side post did not touch the top post. Amar li Rav Sheshes, Rav Sheshes heard about this. And he said, Amar li Rav Sheshes l'shamei Rav Gada, zil shalof. So Rav Sheshes said to his attendant, Rav Gada, go take down the Tzuras HaPesach. Because remember, according to Rav Sheshes, the side posts have to touch the top post. So Rav Sheshes felt that Rav Nachman was allowing them to carry in an unsanctioned area. So he said, Rav Gada, go take it down. So what happened? Azal Shalav Shadinu. So he went and he took it down. Ashkechu Debeirish Galusa. But again, he was found, he was charged with, defacing the property of the Reish Galusa. Chavshuha. They put him in jail. They incarcerated him. What do you do? You don't just come to the house of Reish Galusa and take stuff down. Azar Rav Sheshes Kamabava, Rav Sheshes came to the entrance day of the jail and he said, Amalei Gada Puk Tanafak. So what happened? So Rav Sheshes went to the jail and he said to Rav Gada, come out, and Rav Gada came out. Essentially, we'll say once they saw that Rav Gada was acting under the instructions of Rav Sheshes, they let him out of jail. Okay. Ashkechei Nafak Nafak. Va'asa Ashkechei Rav Sheshes L'Rabba Bar Shmuel. So afterwards, Rav Sheshes found Rabbi Bar Shmuel. Amalei, Tani Mar Midi B'Tzuras HaPesach. Bless you. He said, teach me something when it comes to Tzuras HaPesach. Amalei, in Tanina Kipa, Rabbi Meir Mechayev B'Mezozah, V'Chachamim Podrim. Kipa, Rabbi said, Kipa is an archway. An archway. So what is the halacha of an archway when it comes to Mezozah? It's a very lemaisa. So remember, an archway obviously has a rounded top. that isn't chayiv in mezuzah. Rabbi Meir mechayiv in mezuzah. Chacham potrim. Rabbi Meir says you're chayiv. Chacham say you're potter. V'shavin, and both agree. Shem yesh beragleha asara. Shehi chayeves. Everyone agrees that if what? The halacha lemaisa, if it has a straight height, if before the walls curve, there is a straight height of 10 tefachim, everyone agrees that halacha lemaisa yechayev in mezuzah. So if you take a look, the picture is not very, it's poshit, but it's picture number 90. Picture number 90. So you see the guy, they used a very exaggerated example over here, but again, you can see what it's saying over here is that halacha lemaisa, if there's 10 tefachim of straight wall, before it begins to curve, everyone agrees that what? That halacha lemaisa yechayev in mezuzah in that case. Shavin shin yesh paraglah shi chayeves amra baye hakomot, everyone agrees, im gavoa asara ve'in baraglah shlosha. But everyone agrees that if it has a height of 10, but it does not have a height of 3 tefachim before it begins to slant, inami yesh paraglah shlosha ve'in begavoa asara, or it has 3 tefachim of straight area, but it doesn't have 10 tefachim of height, velo klum, then there's nothing to that. Ki pligi, so when is the machlokes? B'yesh paraglah gimel, v'gavoa asara, when there is, at least, there is 10 tefachim of height in the archway, and at least 3 tefachim of where it goes straight, v'ein rechava arba'a, but there's not 4 tefachim of width, v'yesh ba'lochuk la'ashlima la'arba'a, but you can, so to speak, chisel out in order to create an area for it. Well, so what does that mean? Take a look at this picture for just a moment over here. So if you take a look at picture number 93. So here you have a height of 10 tefachim with at least the first 3 tefachim of straight space. Technically speaking, there is an area of width of 4 tefachim. The problem is it's not 4 tefachim wide. Because why? Because it's an archway. But technically speaking, you could chisel out an area of 4 tefachim. So the question is, halachically, do we view it as chiseled or not? So the Gemara says, Rav Meir savar cholkikin lahashlim. Rav Meir says that we halachically chisel, not actually chisel. We halachically chisel, and therefore view it as what? As an area of 10 tefachim high, with a width of 4 tefachim, and therefore it's chayev in mezuzah. For Rabbanan savri, ein cholkikin lahashlim. The Rabbanan, on the other hand, hold that, no, we don't halachically chisel. Amrlei, imishkachas luhu, lo teimahu lebeirish galusav lo midi, midi mehamasis de kippah. So we'll see, interestingly enough, when Rav Sheshes heard this, he said, whatever you do, don't share any of this with the house of the Reish Galusa. Why, Rav Osai? Because again, it turns out then, according to this logic, now that we would say chokikin, Rav Nachman is right. Because Rav Nachman then, who says that the side posts don't have to go in and touch the top post, tells us what? That halacha lemaisa, you can go ahead and create certain halachic entranceways, even if what? They're not actual entranceways. So therefore, it turns out, by the way, Rav Nachman is right, that let's say for Mechitza, for Torah Pesach purposes, we pass in the side posts, do not have to touch the top posts. That's like, we'll talk about this more tomorrow, that's like, by the halacha lemaisa, we can use telephone poles for part of a Reuven, which we do today, even though the side posts that we attach to the telephone poles do not connect to the top wires, which are supposed to be the top posts. We pass like Rav Nachman. Rav Sheshes, when he heard that this is correct, said, so whatever you do, I just deface the property of the Reish Galusa, right? Whatever you do, don't tell the Reish Galusa about this, right? So we'll have to stop over here because of time. We'll pick up with the Mishnah Miratz Hashem tomorrow. A lot to speak about. I'll try to tie a little bit more of the halacha lemaisa tomorrow.
Is that only if it's within the...